Okay, so welcome to this meditation. We'll begin with your breathing techniques.
Okay. So it's really simple, really. It's called Anapana. This is the form of meditation that's practiced in Vipassana.
Anapana.
Yeah. And it's just focusing on the breath, particularly the sensation of the air as it enters and leaves the nostrils, like in the center point of the nostrils, or sometimes like the upper lip, wherever you feel it the most. And you put all of your awareness into like the physical sensation, so it really connects you to your body, and it just silences the mind. So we could do a few minutes of that, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Let's start.
Okay, and then you can chime in whenever with.
Are you directing it to focusing on this area?
I just let it do its thing. Okay. Also, it's important not to judge the breath at all. So usually I take like a few inspirations just to get myself like centered.
Mm-hmm. So we could do like four breaths and like inhaling, exhaling, like holding it. Like that's what you just like start with. Like inhale, hold for four, like three counts, and then exhale.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could do that if you want. Yeah. Okay. But still, that's like a structure.
Oh, okay. But then letting go, so just like observing the breath.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, because no matter what your breath is like, if it's shallow, if it's deep, mm-hmm. if it's fast, if it's slow, you just want to actually come into truthful contact with what is happening in your body, and observe, and it'll regulate itself over time, like as you ground down into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Any structure, like any kind of like holding or anything like that, it becomes like a mind thing.
Yeah.
This I find, it's like, it's the simplest form of meditation, and it's, to me, it's the most powerful, because it doesn't bring your mind anywhere, it really releases you from your mind, and it brings you into the body, and then
that's
like,
where we want to be,
because
then we don't have to worry about all the, everything, you just let everything go.
Exactly. And then
you're literally flowing and... That's pretty good.
Inhale. Exhale. Letting go of the past, the future, coming back into the present moment. Because what this will also do when you focus all of your awareness on just this tiniest little point of your body where you feel the sensation of the air, it trains you to bring your awareness to like this refined, like detailed, like place in your body. And then my experience with it has been that it awakens this awareness globally in my whole body, and I begin to feel my energy field. Instead of just feeling my physical body, I begin to feel like every single nerve ending of my nervous system, like on my skin and in my body, and it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper until...
I'm imagining the circle of the that's around the body.
Like, right, like the torus?
Yeah, the torus around a person.
Uh-huh. And sometimes once I start doing this after a few minutes, I get deep enough, I can start to feel my energy field spinning. And and then I can also focus, like another thing you can do is focus on the different chakras.
Can we go through them now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so bring your awareness to that space at the base of your spine, all the way at the bottom, the outside of the physical body. It's that space between the genitalia and the anus. And feel a sensation there. This is the root. You can imagine roots growing out from this spot, this space, and reaching all the way down to the earth, and growing deep into the earth and rooting you to the earth. This is your center of safety, security, connectedness with the earth, your physical body, the material plane. Just feel this anchor. And above the root, bring your awareness to about 2 inches below your navel, a little bit higher up the spine. This is your sacral center. This is a motor generating life force energy, drawing it up from the earth as well. You can feel this energy as sexual energy if it stays in this lower chakra, or you can draw it up, bringing it up through the chakras to marry it with your mind and turn it into creative energy for your artistry. You can imagine the chakra like a lotus flower opening inside of you, or like cones of, I don't know how to describe it, but these like cones of energy, one coming out from the front of your body and one coming out from the back, and they're spinning. You can also rotate your pelvis ever so slightly in a counterclockwise direction if you want to feel it a little bit more. Feel this energy, this powerful generator. Now bring your awareness higher up to about a palm's width higher from the navel, or just below the sternum. This is your solar plexus. This is your center of willpower, personal power. It's also your connection to all of your past lives, all of your future lives, your ancestors, all of your cosmic kin as well. Its color is yellow. I should have mentioned the colors for all of them. Its color is yellow, golden yellow. It's your personal central sun, and it connects to the great central sun at the center of the universe. This is the energy center that gives you the power to take action and do, confront truth, or confront life and draw out truth. Now bring your awareness to your heart space, center of your chest. There's a gland underneath the sternum called the thymus gland. It regulates the immune response. And if you tap it or rub this space, you'll feel an immediate release if you have any anxiety, if you have any heart-closed emotion. It can help to open your heart. The color of the heart chakra is pink. It's Some also say green, because green, emerald green, is the healing energy in the heart. It is the center of healing love, the most powerful healing force there is. But I identify mostly with pink. And slightly above the heart chakra is a secondary heart chakra. It's the identity center. It's where you merge all that you are from the material plane with all that you are from the astral plane and assume your human avatar. Choose what expression that will take, what paint you paint your face with, what feathers you put in your hair. I believe the color for this one is a turquoise blue. Now bring your awareness to your throat. Throat is your engine of manifestation, because your voice is an instrument of divine will. The color of the throat chakra is royal blue. This one's definitely harder to feel for me, so I know I still have some work to do with opening it up. Now bring your awareness to the space between your eyebrows. This is Ajna, the third eye. This is your psychic center. It is the mind, but not only the mind. It is the connection to the God mind. Through your third eye, you can tap into all information, all knowledge, all truth of the universe. To instantly know the answers to the questions you have. The color of the chakra is indigo. Now bring your awareness to the very top of your head. The center, basically that spot where when we're a baby and our skull is still hardening into form, we have three different plates that merge together, and at one of the vertices of each of the plate, it's like in the center of your head, and this spot, this is where your connection to Source lives, where cosmic energy can flow into you, whereas the root connects you to the earth and the physical, the crown connects you to the cosmos, the astral. Its color is brilliant white light. Its image is the thousand-petaled lotus, opening to divine consciousness, allowing Source energy to enter and fill every chakra, all the channels between, radiating out through the nervous system, along all of the veins and arteries, through all of the cells, in all of the tissues, purifying, returning the body to its state of perfection, cleansing and purifying the light body. You can imagine this white light traveling in a double spiral along either side of the spine, crossing at each chakra, the left side of the body is the feminine channel called the Ida. The right side of the body is the masculine channel called the Pingala. I can feel myself spinning now.
Becoming aware of your breath. Inhale.
Exhale.
Envisioning your body in this space. Float above your body. And look at your body from a bird's eye view, hovering above your body. You find yourself grounded, grounded into the earth. Open your chest, open your shoulders, raising your vibrations. Connecting with source energy. As you're floating above your body, visualize the space around you, the environment, the nature. Floating further into the universe, visualize the space that you're in, the city, the country, the trees, the roads, as you're flying above. Visualizing the valley, the mountains, floating forward, visualizing the entire province, state, country. Visualizing the clouds and the entire earth, the oceans, and space. Floating through space, visualizing the earth slowly rotating and all the stars around it and all the galaxy floating lightly. Floating into that space that you imagine that is your perfect space. What do you see? nature, in a lush forest, or by the beach, walking by the ocean with the white sand under your feet. Lots of crystals. Now that you're in the space, who are you with? What do you see? What do you visualize? How does it feel to be in that space? Now floating back, forward in time, floating towards the earth, through the clouds, through the valley, through the land, back into this space. And back into your body. Manifesting your new reality. Holding this energy. Feeling the energy in the space in your hands. Channeling the energy. Opening your chest, opening your shoulders. Thank you for being here with me. As we move forward on this journey. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
I feel so much energy in my hands right now.
Me too. Yeah. A lot of like movement here. Yeah. When I brought like the white light through the crown and like had it going, mm-hmm. I just started feeling like my whole energy field spinning.
Wow.